You're listening to KNKX, and 10 years ago, Snohomish County was overwhelmed by an influx of black market prescription opioids. Law enforcement reacted by arresting people and running them through the courts, but it wasn't enough. Property crime was still high, jails were filling up, and the scourge of addiction showed no signs of slowing down as people switched from pills to heroin. Leaders realized they needed to make a radical change and focus instead on prevention. That's how the Office of Neighborhoods Unit in the County Sheriff's Department was created. In part two of our series about how this prevention approach is changing people's lives, 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve spends a day with the outreach team that's making a difference.
The Office of Neighborhoods Unit is made up of deputies, city police, and social workers. The team has a basic mission: go where people are in need of mental health care or a bed in an inpatient drug treatment facility and offer a hand. That means they're out in the field walking through homeless encampments on a near daily basis.
I think this is initially how police work started out.
That's Deputy Adam Malaby.
You know, you're the problem solver for the community. And unfortunately, crime rose and law enforcement as a whole had to take kind of a different tact to address some of that. And I think now, with addiction being the epidemic that it is, we're able to shift gears again and refocus on what matters in communities.
And they've shifted gears in a dramatic way. Lauren Rainbow calls the deputies essentially social workers with badges and guns.
They are very good at quickly building rapport with clients. Sure, we certainly do encounter the initial freeze and heightened anxiety, and oh my gosh, the cops are here. You know, at this point in the juncture, we've been doing this for a few years now, a lot of people are aware of us and what we're able to offer because we've probably helped out a lot of their friends.
The day I joined the team for a ride-along, it was busy. I'm with four of them: Lauren Rainbow, who's a social worker, Deputies Adam Malaby and Bud McCurry, along with Sergeant Ian Hurey. But they aren't out in the camps. Instead, they're taking part in what they affectionately call graduation day. That's when they pick up someone who has just completed inpatient treatment. The unit spends the day setting them up with things like rental vouchers, food, and bedding. Then they take them to their sober housing. I was in the patrol car with Deputy Malaby on the way to the Everett bus station when he explained why the team sticks closely to the graduates.
They've burned family ties. They've burned friends. And they're not willing to help at this point. You know, families are doing the tough love thing. You know, you got to prove it before we're going to start reestablishing those relationships. And so they don't have a support network. So we try and fill in as much as we can. And we tell them, you know, right out of the gate, if you're having a bad day, call us.
How do you keep yourself from getting burned out too? I mean, like...
Really dark humor.
Malaby, Hurey, and McCurry have been working together in the Sheriff's Department for 15 years. In that time, they've become more like family than coworkers.
You know, we do stupid office pranks. You know, I mean, it's like anything else. You've got to laugh. You've got to have a good time. Because otherwise, this would be a terrible job.
The job can definitely be a chaotic one. Sergeant Hurey says on any given day, they could be taking someone to court, working to get another person a bed at a detox facility, or responding to patrol calls.
And then you add into that all the plans that go wrong. We're working with a very limited amount of time during the day, but we're also working with a population that does not have the organizational skills that most of us do.
On this day, the unit is with Rochelle and Janelle. I'm only going to use their first names in the story because they're both in recovery and have fragile personal lives. The two women are formerly homeless and had been addicted to heroin and meth on and off for years. The team greets them, grabs their luggage off the bus, and heads toward the patrol cars. Rochelle joins me and Deputy Malaby. She's perched on the seat with her back straight. Her eyes are scanning everything around her as she twirls pieces of her dark hair. She looks nervous. Rochelle's heroin use led her to homelessness. Her family tried helping, but Rochelle pushed them away. Finally, she just hit a wall. Friends were urging her to give the Office of Neighborhoods program a try. Rochelle explains this round of treatment is the first time she's actually stayed in an inpatient facility for the entire duration.
in the inside, I'm just ready to reach out for help and actually accept the help.
Which is huge.
I know. Especially for, you know, addicts on the street, it's hard to get them help.
Rochelle says them. She's ready to be on the other side of her addiction. Our first stop in the morning is at the County Human Services Department. Here, the graduates can fill out paperwork for their bus passes and rental vouchers. Then we're off to the grocery store. And as we're getting out of the cars and heading inside, it hits me just how strange we must look to outsiders. Rainbow says that's something they noticed early on, too.
We used to stay with everybody for the full trip, but then we realized that it's a little weird for people to be walking around the store with sometimes four deputies and social workers vested up. People don't know what's going on.
Besides, she explains, just the experience of being in a store can be overwhelming.
I've done shopping trips with clients who have gone into a full-blown panic attack because they have such a strong association with a certain store that we might be in, from so many shoplifting arrests, running from security. And I've had people that we've had to pause and kind of talk down and remind them that their being here is completely different than what it was 3 months ago, 2 years ago, you know, what be it.
And for some, it's been years since they've actually shopped for themselves. That was the case for Janelle. She says it felt really good to be let loose and pick things out.
No, I didn't really need any. Okay. So I got some chicken tenderloins.
Yes, frozen chicken.
Some mac and cheese.
Janelle grins while she explains to Sergeant Heary and Deputy McCurry what she's picked out. She says the support from the deputies is important.
It's definitely good for people like me that are coming out of addiction that really want the help. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm ready for this. Like, I have three kids, and yeah, it's time to get my shit together. I'm 36 years old, you know, so.
After getting their basic necessities, we take off for the final stop, their new home.
You've arrived. Destination is on your right.
The women are greeted at the door with hugs, and there's a team with the Hoff Foundation waiting inside. The group partners with the Sheriff's Department to help with job placement and supplies sober housing.
You guys want to come in?
Sure, hi. Absolutely.
Come on, look around, girls. This is your living room and your dining room.
Welcome.
Would you like to have a seat in your living room?
The house is nice. There's a front room with a huge window with natural light pouring in. Out back, there's a small deck overlooking the backyard. The kitchen has all new appliances, and pretty soon, both the kitchen floor and counter are covered with grocery bags. The women are quiet, a little overwhelmed. Rochelle has tears in her eyes as she takes everything in.
I feel amazingly, overwhelmingly happy. I'm almost a little shocked. It's really cool. Yeah. Whoa. I wasn't expecting just everything to go so well.
A lot has gone well, but this is only the beginning. Everyone hugs and quickly exchanges final words. There are groceries to put away and clothes to unpack. After a long day, they're finally able to settle into their new home, the first one either has had in a long time. Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.
Thank you.
Thank you.